The lounge area of Main Street Guitars in Logan invites you to sit down and stay a while. Spencer Felix sits there, tuning his guitar, preparing to play a fingerstyle piece he'd recently composed.
Well, the funny thing about Logan is it's smaller. One of the reasons I really like that is because you mentioned competition. I don't feel a lot of that because there's not a lot of artists doing the same thing up here. And so it's just a cute little community where we support each other.
On just the other side of Center Street, Taylor Wilson spends their time at Y-Sound, an all-age music venue and recording studio, and is frequently surrounded by the different sounds of Logan's music scene. This proximity gives them an idea of what is popular.
Metal's always almost big in most towns, yeah. Just because those kids are super dedicated to music, more so than college kids usually are. A lot of indie rock, a lot of pop stuff.
Getting these different music genres to play at Y-Sound is a goal of Taylor and others who work there. The talent that resides in Logan deserves an outlet for people to enjoy and for bands to expand upon. This support is important in a small town like Logan. Bands here don't fall easily into success, and efforts to make a wave with new music can fall flat in the face of the sometimes smothering mountains enclosing this valley.
Yeah. It definitely has kind of a isolated thing that kind of makes it hard, but it also pushes a lot of creativity because it's such a small town. People are like dying to get out, and so they're punk rock. I don't know.
I think that's what Logan sounds like to me. It's kind of like we're pretty close to Salt Lake City and Provo, where there's a booming music scene, but we're in this tiny little town that's in this little like mountain bowl. So there's a little bit of an underdog feel, a little bit of a sadness and desperation, a little bit of a giving it your best, and maybe it being a very quiet sound to the ear, a very gentle sound.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Claire Scott.